Funding for this program was provided by the Annenberg CPB Project.
Additional funding is provided by the Stratford Foundation, the Arthur Vining Davis Foundations, Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, George I. Alden Trust, and Alfred E. Chase Charity Foundation. This program is a story to help you learn English. It is a course with video episodes and books. Each video episode has three parts. Watch the program. Read your book. Discuss the program and connect with English.
I have a 10 o'clock appointment with Dr. Samji. The name's Patrick Casey.
Could you spell that for me?
C-A-S-E-Y.
Yes. Please have a seat and we'll call you.
Stiff today.
Be sure to ask the doctor if there's anything you can do about it.
They never have anything useful to say to me.
That's not true. And if you don't take care of your leg, it's only going to get worse. They say exercise can help, you know.
Okay, okay.
You're in a bad mood today.
Well, I'm doing the best I can. Hospitals make me nervous. Doctors put me on edge. I'm worried about my kids. One says she wants to go to music school.
So?
But music. What kind of a job will you get if you study music?
Come on, Dad. Music is big business. There are all kinds of jobs.
Sure, turning pages for some dumb piano player.
Come on, you know my dream is to be a songwriter.
You and a million others.
I think I have some talent.
Why don't you study nursing or something?
It's not me. It's not what I want. I want to study music.
Well, if you ask me, I think you're making a big mistake.
Not if it's what I want to do.
Mr. Casey?
You're a stubborn woman.
You bet. I take after my father.
Look left. Right. Up, down. What happened to your leg, Mr. Casey?
Oh, a wall fell on it.
A wall?
When I was a fireman, I was in a hotel fire. I've been on disability pay ever since the accident.
Let's have a little talk here, Mr. Casey. We have found several potential problems. Your cholesterol is very high. The EKG tells us there's a slight heart problem. And the circulation in your leg is, how should I put it? Getting worse. If we don't do something right away, your current situation could lead to a stroke or heart attack. We strongly recommend that you start an exercise program. And we have to put you on a strict diet. And get this prescription filled.
Whatever you say, Doc.
Here comes a taxi. So what do the doctors say?
Not much. Everything's okay. No real problems.
Do you need to stop at the drugstore?
No. Later, maybe. Let's go straight home.
Becky, buzzer.
I'll be right down, Matt. I won't be late. Can I get you anything before I leave?
No, no, I'll be fine. What's that for?
Because I love you.
I love you too, honey. Go on. Matt's waiting.
Welcome to our fourth annual Memorial Day cookout. Coming up, one of my famous charcoal broiled hamburgers.
Yeah.
And how about an all-American hot dog? And of course, Sal's homemade Boston baked beans.
So, how have you been?
Oh, so busy, you know, with my day job and some gigs at night, guitar lessons.
Are you still working at the factory?
I'm hoping to go to college, music school.
Good for you. Which one?
Well, my first choice is the Boston School of Music, but I've applied to four colleges altogether.
Oh, all four will want you. Oh. I mean, you have such a great voice. I wish I had a talent like that.
Come on. You have a husband who loves you, a beautiful daughter. And your own apartment. I mean, what more could you...
You're right. I mean, I can't complain. Life is good. So, what does Matt think about your plans to study music?
He doesn't really understand. He doesn't think I'll make it.
Men, they're all alike. All they think about is money and sex.
Yeah. How you doing, huh?
How are you doing?
Nice to see you.
I'm feeling good. Hey, Rebecca. You get more lovely every day. Look at you.
Thanks, Jack.
Hey, but Sandy, she's the love of my life.
Jack.
Hey, I'm thirsty. I'm going to get a drink. You want anything?
No, maybe later. Thanks.
Jack's in a good mood.
No, not really. He's had too many beers. He lost his job yesterday.
Oh, no.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I got it.
All right.
Oh, she is so cute. I want to have a little girl like that someday.
Last time I checked, you need a man for that. Mm-hmm. The right man.
I know.
Someone who'd be a good father.
It's hard to imagine Jack as a dad. He gets so crazy sometimes.
Stupid! Knock it off! Hey, I don't even. Just play your game. Stupid game. I don't like your game. Babe, I'm leaving.
We just got here.
So?
I haven't even said hello to Sal.
I'm leaving. If you want to stay, you can stay. I'm leaving. Okay? Is that okay? Excuse me, Rebecca.
Tell Sal something came up.
What was it? The volleyball game?
No. Just tell him the truth. Jack's upset because he lost his job.
What's with him? Did he lose his temper again?
Yeah, and he lost his job, too. Poor Sandy.
Now, let's review and discuss the story.
Hey, welcome to our fourth annual Memorial Day cookout.
She was going to a barbecue,
but she was going to be with friends.
They're having the usual fare, Boston baked beans, hot dogs.
I mean, everything that, you know, people like.
Potato salad sounds good.
Basically, I don't like barbecue.
Rebecca's best friend is Sandy, and she has came to the party with her boyfriend, Jack.
Hey, but Sandy, she's the love of my life.
Jack.
Hey, I'm thirsty. I'm going to get a drink. You want anything?
No, maybe later. Thanks.
Jack's in a good mood.
No, not really. He's had too many beers.
I think he doesn't seem to be a very considerate and gentle boyfriend to Sandy, and he just yells at her.
Babe, let's go.
We just got here.
So?
I haven't even said hello to Sal.
I'm leaving. If you want to stay, you can stay. I'm leaving, okay?
It seems it's a very difficult relationship, don't you think? Because the man drinks, and I think she's trying to cover up for him and trying to make things look good for him, but it's a very, very hard person to be with.
Levica's father went to the hospital.
I think he's like any father, just like the interest of his daughter. He thinks that the music business doesn't make money.
Do you think he cares about the money? Or he's concerned that she might fail and she will be sad because she fails.
Why don't you study nursing or something?
It's not me. It's not what I want. I want to study music.
Well, if you ask me, I think you're making a big mistake.
And the doctor said this little bit.
What did the doctor say?
There's a little problem.
Yes. A little problem?
Yes.
We have found several potential problems. Your cholesterol is very high. The EKG tells us there's a slight heart problem. And the circulation in your leg is getting worse.
Apparently, his heart condition is not good.
His heart condition.
Yes.
If we don't do something right away, your current situation could lead to a stroke or heart attack.
He did not tell his children that he had a heart condition.
So what did the doctor say?
Not much. Everything's okay. No real problems.
Do you need to stop at the drugstore?
No. Later, maybe.
The parents need sometimes to protect their children. They don't have to know everything.
I agree. He is protecting her. But yet, I believe, as a daughter, she has the right to know what's going on.
I want to know about everything about my parents, you know.
To tell your children of your illness, of your sickness, it is something that they normally don't talk about it.
But I think it's important to realize that denial is not really healthy, because in the long run is more harmful, because at the end people are going to feel bad. They will find out no matter what.
Where's Kevin? I don't see him.
He's in the second row, Aunt Molly.
Will the graduating class of Boston Latin High School please come forward and receive your diplomas. Laura Margaret Everett. Thomas Isaac Brown.
Music Julia school?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be a music
John
teacher?
Maybe, or a performer, or a songwriter, or all three.
Your mother always Carlos wanted to be a singer. Lopez.
Kevin Patrick Casey.
Kevin!
7, over here.
Oh, this is my dad.
Oh,
I gotta go.
Go ahead.
I'll see you later.
It's nice to meet you.
All right, see you.
Okay.
How are you doing?
All right.
Thank
okay.
you. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right, stand over there.
Okay.
I want to get a picture. You too, Aunt Molly. All right, look this way. Say cheese.
Cheese.
Kevin, I'm proud to see that diploma in your hand.
We all are. Congratulations, Kevin.
Thanks.
Dad, stand next to Kevin. I want to get a picture of just the two of you. Ready?
I'm proud of you too, Becky.
Me? Why?
Don't be so modest. When your mother died, you stepped right in. You became the mother. You took good care of Kevin and your dad.
Well, there was no one else.
Sorry to inform you.
Oh, no.
Can't believe it.
Another rejection letter. Three rejections. I can't believe it.
Three rejections? I can't believe it. What are you gonna do?
I'm waiting to hear from one more school. They put me on their waiting list. Keep your fingers crossed.
Only one? Oh, I hope they take you.
I'm supposed to hear this week.
Which college? The New England Conservatory?
No, they turned me down. It's the San Francisco College of Music.
San Francisco?
That's right. San Francisco, California.
Rebecca!
But Rebecca, this school is on the other side of the country. I know that. But if San Francisco accepts me and gives me some financial aid, that's where I'm going.
But you don't know a soul out there.
Yes, I do. My godmother lives out there.
What, is she rich or something? She has such a big house.
No, she's not rich. But she does have a room for me if I get accepted.
You're really serious about this, aren't you?
Dead serious. Come in.
When do we eat?
In 5 minutes. Dinner's in the oven.
Dad's not eating. He went to bed.
What's wrong? Is he sick?
No. He just said he was tired. So did you hear anything about your applications? You know to music school?
I got 3 rejection letters.
That's too bad. So what are you gonna do?
I still have one last hope. A school in San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Dad, what? Are you okay?
No. The Red Sox lost another game.
Dad, you make me crazy. Is my purse out there?
Yeah, it's here. What's this?
A college brochure. See you tonight.
Becky, pick up the mail, okay?
Pick up the mail? It's too early.
Yesterday's mail.
But, Dad, you always get the mail.
I didn't get it yesterday. My leg was bothering me.
Oh, Trixie, that was a great walk. Here we are, home again. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Mrs.
You?
Peterson. Hi, Trixie.
Is the mail here already?
No, this is from yesterday.
Oh, excuse us.
Let's go. We are pleased to inform you that you've been accepted to San Francisco. Oh, my God, I'm going!
Oh, good news?
Very good news.
What's up with Rebecca?
I don't know.
Well, she certainly seems happy.
Morning, Grace.
Sandy, I got the letter. I'm in.
What letter?
You mean the San Francisco school?
Look. Dear Miss Casey, congratulations! Oh my gosh, they accepted you. The San Francisco College of Music! Oh, Rebecca, I'm so happy for you!
Guess what? Rebecca's going to college.
College? Good for her.
And she's quitting her job, too. And moving to San Francisco.
She's quitting?
Would you give up your job in this economy? No way.
No. Well, it's Rebecca's dream. And it's good to have dreams. Mm.
An idea. Why don't you come to San Francisco with me?
San Francisco? I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, first of all, I don't have any money.
I'll lend you some.
Don't be silly. You're not Rockefeller.
Come on, what's keeping you in Boston?
Nothing. Ain't that the truth? But it's home. I mean, my mother lives here.
You and your mom don't even talk.
Well, there's Jack.
Oh, right, you and Jack. You know what I think about that.
But it's still home. Sorry, Rebecca. Boston's my town. Nice of you to ask, but no thanks.
Well, it was an idea.
San Francisco. Wait till Matt and your dad hear about this.
We have to talk.
Now, let's review and discuss the story.
Kevin is graduating from high school.
Aunt Molly is Rebecca's and Kevin's great aunt.
Music school?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be a music teacher?
Maybe. Or a performer. Or a songwriter.
She had applied to three colleges in the Massachusetts Boston area, and she was rejected.
Three rejections? I can't believe it. What are you going to do? I'm waiting to hear from one more school. They put me on their waiting list. Keep your fingers crossed. Only one? Well, I hope they take you. I'm supposed to hear this week. Which college? The New England Conservatory? No, they turned me down. It's the San Francisco College of Music. San Francisco?
And she was terribly disappointed because her first choice was to stay here.
I got three rejection letters.
That's too bad.
And finally, she got an acceptance letter from San Francisco College of Music, and she's so excited.
We're pleased to inform you that you've been accepted to San Francisco. Oh, my God, I'm going!
Oh, good news.
Very good news.
When I got my visa, that was just like her acceptance to college.
My gosh, they accepted you. The San Francisco College of Music. Oh, Rebecca, I'm so happy for you.
It can mean a whole new world, a whole new life opening up.
A jövő úgy tűnik megragadható.
Az úgynevezett kiborgok, élőlények biológiai és művi testrészekkel víziója megjelent. Napjainkban már távirányított állatokkal kísérleteznek. A tudósok megkísérlik, hogy egyedül a gondolat erejével számítógépet működtessenek. A kulcs az Übermenschhez agyunkban rejtőzik. A kiborgok képesek egy egész könyvtárat letölteni anélkül, hogy egy könyvet is kezükbe vennének.
A kiborgok evolúciója. Ma délután az M2-n.
Szavazzuk meg Magyarország 7 természeti csodájának zöld hetes listáját. További információk a Magyar Televízió honlapján.
M2. Önálló csatorna, önálló híradó. Ne érje be kevesebbel!